An inflatable bounce house is not something typically associated with combating crime, but fun activities, food, and music will be featured at a back-to-school event this Saturday in Holyoke, Massachusetts, organized by the Hampden County Sheriff's Department. It's part of a Safe Neighborhood initiative where the strategy involves getting children from poor neighborhoods involved in activities so they don't join gangs and commit violent crimes. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Ed Case of the Sheriff's Department.
For the last 8 years, we've been doing a back-to-school event. So the work we've been doing with the Holyoke Safe Neighborhood Initiative over the last 8.5 years is we find a lot of people are living in the poverty threshold in Holyoke. In fact, out of 5,500 kids in the Holyoke Public Schools, probably around 3,300. So we had been trying. The first year we did the event, we gave away 350 backpacks. We're up to 2,000. With the partnership with the Holyoke Public Schools and Cradle to Crayons, we're able to give away 2,000 backpacks. So that's meeting a high number of those folks that are living in the poverty threshold. So what we're trying to do is send the kids back to school with some school supplies. We're also going to be having family portraits this year and haircuts, hoping that we can send a number of kids back to school with a haircut just to make things a little easier for the single moms that are trying to get everything they need to send their kids back to school.
Why does an agency like the Hampden County Sheriff's Department feel it's important to be involved in an activity like this?
Yeah, so over the years, I mean, I've been working at the Sheriff's Department for 26 years, and the work that I do at the Sheriff's Department trying to change criminal thinking, you find a lot of root causes that actually lead people that go down the wrong roads. Growing up in poverty, single-family households, living in a neighborhood that's riddled with gang members, drug dealers, and criminals at young ages, pulling kids down into negative environments. So it's very important for all of us as a community to work together to try to be able to invest in the lives of those kids that really don't have a shot. So when I tell you the programs that we've been running at the Sheriff's Department that I've been part of over the last 26 years, and you see the root causes, you look at it and say, you know what? If I could have met that guy when he was 11 or 12 years old, I may have been able to change the direction of his life. So that's the kind of stuff we're doing, not just back to school events, but running table tennis clubs and boxing programs. And every activity that we run, we try to have a character development curriculum connected to it. So intentional mentorship and character development to really teach these kids that really probably are growing up in situations where they don't have a lot of positive people in their life to really educate them.
And so tell me about this year's event. Where and when is it?
Yeah, so the event is this coming Saturday, August 17th. It's going to be from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock right here at McNally Field in Holyoke. It is a Holyoke event, so we are trying to encourage those families that live in the poverty threshold in Holyoke. Those are the ones we really want to get out. But again, it's a Holyoke event, and we want to welcome all Holyokers to come down, have a great day with us. It's going to be food. It's going to be music. There's going to be a lot of activities for the kids, and it's just going to be a great day. In addition to the 2,000 backpacks we're going to give away, Pedal Through Youth is going to be giving away 25 bikes to some kids that are holding a golden ticket. They're going to get a bicycle as well.
You said this is the 8th year you've done this. What's the response been like in the past?
Yeah, so last year we had about 2,000 in attendance, and we had a real bad threat of a bad thunderstorm. In fact, we got the thunderstorm. We were able to open up the gates last year at 12:45, and around 2:15, it was just a real bad storm, raining and thunder. I mean, even some of our volunteers thought we were going to cancel the event because the threat of the thunderstorms was so serious. But we got 2,000 people.